The Oklahoma legislative session kicked off this week with Governor Mary Fallon's State of the State address. Lawmakers will have a lot to consider this year as they grapple with an estimated $870 million budget shortfall. As part of our weekly series, Capital Insider, KGOU's Dick Pryor spoke to eCapital's Sean Ashley about the first week of the session.
Sean, legislators are up and running, and Governor Fallon delivered on her promise to propose a change in the tax code.
That's correct. The governor had said that she would provide for a major tax overhaul in her executive budget and state of the state of speech. And what she outlined was about a $1.1 billion increase in tax revenue to the state. A large chunk of that comes from the sales tax on services. At the same time, she would also increase the tax on motor fuel, generating another $250 million. Also, though, there are tax cuts in the proposal. The state sales tax on groceries would be eliminated, as well as the corporate income tax. And then there were a number of other small tax changes in her proposal as well.
The repeal of the state sales tax on groceries is being well received.
Yes, it is. This is something that has been proposed for a number of years, dating back to the mid-1990s, but it never got traction. One of the concerns about it was that if you eliminated the state sales tax on groceries, you would also have to eliminate the city and county sales tax on groceries. But that appears not to be the case. By a simple statutory change, they would be able to allow cities and counties to continue to apply the sales tax to groceries and fund their local government services and eliminate the state sales tax on groceries, which would save consumers about $250 million each year.
The governor's executive budget starts with $8 billion in revenue, but that's dependent on more than 160 sales tax changes taking place.
That's exactly right. When you look at her budget, that $860 million or so, as well as the other components of her $1.1 billion increase, it's very much like a Jenga game. If you pull out one piece, then you're off balance and you're going to have to look at balancing this another way. And it gets very, very complicated.
That makes it very complicated for the legislature going forward.
That's exactly right. They have to consider a number of proposals a number of different ways. There are concerns about 640 questions, whether applying the sales tax to certain services would mean that it requires 3/4 of the legislature to pass it, or if it would have to go to a vote of the people.
How are legislators responding to the proposal to change the state sales tax?
Well, I think it depends on the legislators you talk to. The House Democrats have staked out a position early before the start of the legislative session where they wanted to see changes in the individual income tax, the gross production tax, and the cigarette tax, but only if it went to support the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority and its Medicaid program. Senate Democrats, too, expressed some reluctance. And it seems that there is a growing concern, even among Republicans, that increasing the sales tax on services may not be the way to go. Senate Republicans talked about the issue on Tuesday, and the general consensus I'm beginning to hear is that there are some hesitations and reservations on their part as well.
And because revenue measures require a supermajority of 76 votes in the House, the Democratic House Leader Scott Inman holds some cards.
Yes, he certainly does. Right now, there are 73 Republican members in the House after the resignation of Representative Dan Kirby at the beginning of March. So they need at least 3 votes from the Democrats in order to pass anything there.
How is the governor's call for a teacher pay raise of $1,000 per year being greeted?
It depends on who you ask. Teachers, I think, felt that it was a little too little, perhaps too little too late, particularly after other proposals have promised more, as well as the vote which took place back in the fall.
What should we be watching for in the coming days?
I think one of the more interesting things will come on Monday when the House Appropriations and Budget Committee considers House Bill 1841, the $1.50 per pack cigarette tax increase, to see how well it's received in committee.
There's a lot to be watching at the state capitol. eCapitol News Director Sean Ashley, thank you.
You're very welcome.
KGOU and eCapitol collaborate each week on Capitol Insider. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at eCapitol and at KGOU News. Dick is on Twitter. He's at Dick Pryor. And Sean is at eCapitol_Sean.